Okay, today is Daf Tet Vav. We are on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskel family, Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bat Yitzchak Moshe, and Hashem Hashav and Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a sugya, and it starts like this. The Mishnah said that if somebody shechs on Shabbos, it's a good shechita, but you're mischayev benafsho. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Comes along Rav and the B'nai Chevra there in the yeshiva, and they said, this author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. And Rav said, you can't eat it that day, that Shabbos, you can't eat the meat. And Tosa says, you can't eat it anyway, you didn't do Malicha, you get around that problem, you can't eat it today. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? So we had two choices, we rejected both of them. Now choice number three. Ready? Choice number three is, well, up to the fifth line from the bottom, Ella Amar of Sheshes, Braid of Edi. Rabbi Yehuda, the Neros he. The Rabbi Yehuda of Neros. What's Neros? Ditanya. Metaltalin Ner Chadosh. You're allowed, Ner here doesn't mean a candle. It means a candelabra. So Metaltalin Ner Chadosh, you're allowed to move. It's not Moksa. A new Ner. In those days, the Neros, the candelabra, was made out of earthenware. And once you use it to light up oil in it, it got foul. You're not going to use that for a cup. You're not going to drink water out of that. But if it was never used yet, Ner Chadosh, you could use it for a cup of water, and I'll use it for the Ner tomorrow. So therefore, Ner Chadosh, Natal Metaltal Ner Chadosh. If it's a Ner Chadosh, you're allowed to move it. Avalo Yashon. Not if it's old. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So what do you see from here? The same thing would be with a behemoth. A behemoth, just like a ner chadash, is not usable for anything. What do you do with a ner chadash? A ner yashan. You're not usable for anything because it's so foul. It's muktzah, machmas, mius. Not going to use that for anything. So therefore it's out of your mind, it's out of your radar, and therefore it's muktzah. So to a behemoth, when it's alive, it's evir menachai. You can't use a live animal. So when you shechted it on Shabbos, what did you do? You violated muksa. And therefore, you can't eat it that day. Okay? Thank you. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Therefore, if you shecht it on Shabbos, it's muksa. That's why you can't eat it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Eimer d'shmas le'rav Yehuda. Right? B'muksa machmas miyus. When it comes to muksa machmas miyus, he said such a thing. Muksa machmas iser. But if it's muksa because it's inherently usser. Mishmasli? Heard such a thing? It's muksa machmas iser. It's inherently muksa. Like money. Like a behema. Is inherently muksa. Say the same thing. You know what it says? In. Yeah, say the same thing. Tosha says, the whole question doesn't make any sense. Because Tosha says, at the bottom of Tosha, we'll do the first two lines. Dichui da amhu. This is not a question that doesn't make any sense. Because the muksa machmas iser, yoser chomer, the muksa machmas mios. Muksa machmas iser is more chomer than muksa machmas mios. So what kind of question was that? Muksa machmas mios, you're busy with, and muksa machmas miser, you're not busy with? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, it's just a question, just to get the ball rolling. It's not really a question. But the one is, anyway, Rabbi Yehuda holds the same thing, even if it's muksa machmas iser. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol haneros shel mateches, metaltalin, any metal candelabra, candles, can be moved. Chutz miner shehedliku bo ba'osa Shabbos. Except the one that you lit that Shabbos. No, the one you lit for Shabbos.
Four Shabbos.
Why? Because if the cup, if it's metal, right. If it's metal, nikol ner shel mateches can be used. Even if there's oil in there, why? To wash it out. The only times they get foul is if there's earthenware. You can't wash earthenware. When the oil gets in, you can't wash that out. But if it's made out of silver, so wash it out. So therefore, it's never muksa. I lit a candle on Wednesday. Is it muksa on Shabbos? No. Why? I can use it. Yeah, but it's foul, so wash it out. But if I lit it on Erev Shabbos, my wife lit Shabbos candles, metal ones, and then it blew out Friday night, that I can't use. Why? Because when Shabbos started, it was muksa. It remains muksa from the beginning of Shabbos. It remains muksa the entire Shabbos. Okay? So what do you see from here?
What type of muksa mitzvah is that? I mean, you've designated it for Shabbos to give you light for on a Shabbos. So
what?
It's a muksa.
No, so the candles are muksa themselves. The neiros are muksa.
But
the neiros are muksa. Why are they muksa?
No.
Shlomo Zalman said there's no reason.
Okay,
because when he's talking about electricity, why is a ner muksa?
Right.
What is it? First of all, it doesn't even have any mamashas. A ner, a candle itself. But we have, there's a Gemara that says throughout Shas that candles are muksa.
Right.
The fires.
I've never understood why.
Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, one of them said, there's no bikar. There's no reason why it's muksa.
Right.
It just is.
Okay.
So therefore what?
Isn't the reason it's muksa? You may blow it out.
Hmm?
You may forget and blow
it out.
That's
not why it's muksa.
No.
Okay. Now, so to an animal. When Shabbos began, the animal was not usable. Can't eat an animal when it's alive. It's Eivim Menachai. So too, it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. So it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. And therefore you can't eat it. So Gemara says, no. Dilma shiny hotham. Maybe it's different over there, right? Because dehu dachile biyadayim. You yourself went ahead and took a match and lit the candles on Erev Shabbos, so you forcibly made, you biyadayim turned this into muksa. But an animal, I didn't do anything to make it muksa. It was Erev Menachayim because Hashem made it like that. So wrong for me. So maybe it would be different. Therefore, maybe if I shechted it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be usur. So this answer is rejected. Okay? Ela Amar Ravashi, answer number four. Answer number four is Rabbi Yehuda de Mevashalhi. It's the Rabbi Yehuda of cooking. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos, b'shogeg, if you forgot it was Shabbos, forgot. Such a long Shabbos afternoon in the summer. I forgot it was Shabbos. I took a nap. I woke up. I thought it was Tuesday. I forgot. And I cooked myself some eggs. So I'm a vashal b'Shabbos. Yochel. You're allowed to eat it.
When?
Says Rashi. Yochel. Right? The second skinny line. Hu atzmo. You yourself even. And for sure someone else. Upo bayom. On Shabbos. You cook on Shabbos. By mistake, b'shogeg, you could eat it on Shabbos. Says Rashi, you yourself on Shabbos. Ein tzarich lahamtin ad ha'erev b'chdei shi'asu. You do not have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, the time it takes for you to cook eggs. You don't have to do that. Why? D'ha damrina ba'alma le'erev b'chdei shi'asu. Normally we say that. You have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, right? Let's lay the Reb Meir. Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Elahecha de avad yisrael isura ubemezid. Only if you do it beisur bemezid, then you have to wait. De ikka chiyuva de lo namtie hana meisura. Because you have a concept that you can't benefit from an isur. You can't benefit from an aveira. Bemezid. Avo b'shogeg. But b'shogeg lo. No such rule says Rashi. Okay. That's Reb Meir, Rashi explaining Reb Meir, right? If a guy did it for you, b'shogeg, then you have to wait. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. If a guy did it for you, b'shogeg, you forgot it was Shabbos. But the guy, the woman in the house, woman, do me a favor, make me a coffee, right? Warm up the water for me, right? Assuming that, forget b'shalakim issues, forget those issues, then you can't eat it, then you can't drink it. You have to wait. Why? Because the rules of a guy are different. Okay, fair enough. Bemezid, if it was bemezid, lo yochal, then you can't eat it, right? Until Matzah Shabbos, right? Bichdei shiyasu. Okay? Yeah. Okay, the machlokes, Rashi here seems to say that it's Bichdei Shiyasu. Other Rishonim say, the second Shabbos is over, you can eat it. You don't have to wait Bichdei Shiyasu. Okay? Fine? Okay, fine. Divrei Meir. That's a Meir's word. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg Yochel L'Matzah Shabbos. If it was B'shogeg, you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. B'mezid L'Yochel L'Amas. If you did it b'mezid, you can never eat it. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, you shecht an animal on Shabbos. We're assuming it's b'shogeg. And according to Yehudi, you can't eat it today. You can eat it on Shabbos. There we go. That's our makar. The Gemara is going to ask, well, maybe it's Remeir and you did it b'mezid. The Gemara is going to answer that question, because he says the same thing. If it's b'mezid, you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said to Omer, b'shogeg, yochel Matzah Shabbos, lacher v'lolo. If you did it b'shogeg, then you can never eat it. Someone else can eat it on Matzah Shabbos.
Just talking about somebody else doing it for him? Or is it
no, you, so you did it. Himself. You did it b'shogeg, so you can never eat it.
Right.
But your wife can eat it on Matzah Shabbos.
No, Amish doesn't say, Amish says, shechitas of kasher, it doesn't say when you can eat it.
I know. And then the first line of the Gemara was that the Chevra in the Yeshiva said, but not that Shabbos. So who said that? Right? So, b'mezid, and according to B'yochanan Sandlar, if someone did this b'mezid, lo yocho olamas, lo lo, lo acherim. Nobody could ever eat it again, not you, not anybody else. Okay?
Can you sell it to someone?
Perhaps. So he says over here that, I don't know. Anyway, according to Yehuda, b'shogeg, it's mutter Shabbos. That's what our Mishnah meant to say. You shecht on Shabbos, it's okay. Not on Shabbos itself. You have to mutter Shabbos. So Gemara says, v'nuki b'mezik r'meir. Say it was done b'mezid, and then it could be r'meir. Lo sol k'daitach. Don't think that. Diktani, because it says, dumya t'yom ha-kipurim. Remember Rashi said this yesterday by the Mishnah? It's compared to Yom Kippur. The Mishnah said two things. If you shecht on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And we asked, what do you need to tell me Yom Kippur for? If you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't do it on Yom Kippur. It's obvious. Rashi said, no, because they're the same. What do you mean by that, Rashi? He meant this. Ma Yom HaKippurim lo shel shogeg. Lo shel mezid lo achil. It doesn't make a difference on Yom Kippur. Why the meat was shechted, now let's eat it. Af, hacha, nami, lo shel shogeg, lo shel mezid, lo yochel. So one second. If it doesn't make a difference if it's a shogeg or a mezid. Yeah. Umim ba'ad z'smugda le b'shogeg Rabbi Yehuda, you tell me it's b'shogeg? Va'av afal b'shem is chayav b'nashra k'tali. What did the Mishnah say? You get k'yir b'chayav b'nashra for this. How can it be b'shogeg?
Then you can give it to a kid.
No, you can't. So hachi kamar, here's what it means. Afal p'shem b'mezid. Mis chayav b'nashra. Yeah. If you would have done it b'mezid, you'd be chayav misa. Here, what happened was, Yishchita was kosher. B'shogeg. Right? Here, Yishchita was kosher because it was B'shogeg. That's how you... The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says it was Chayav B'Nafsho. We're changing it to mean, if you would have done it B'mezid, then you'd be Chayav B'Nafsho. But you didn't do it B'mezid, you did it B'shogeg. So, V'nukim Mikar B'yochanan HaSandler. So maybe it was B'yochanan HaSandler. Damar Loshna Shogeg V'Loshna Mezid Lo Achel. You can never eat it. So Gemara says, no, the author of the Mishnah can't be him, because Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler kamaflig b'motzei Shabbos l'acher v'lolo, because he made a distinction on Motzei Shabbos between you and someone else. And our Mishnah didn't make such a distinction, so the author of the Mishnah cannot be him.
No, Motzei
Shabbos
said nobody could eat
it. No, Shogeg, he said someone else could eat it, but not you. Right. But b'mezid, nobody could eat it. So we don't want to make a distinction between you and someone else, it can't be him.
Who do we get by?
But it could still be about b'mezid.
So we said, we don't want to say that because on B'shogeg, Remeir said you can eat it on Shabbos. And it's just Dumi to Yom Kippur, which you can't do that. That's why it can't be him. So who's left? Rabbi Yehuda.
Who do we go by?
1 minute. We'll get to that question in a few minutes. Tara Didan, Shechitas Okshera. Our Mishnah said the Shechit is good. Gatani, Loshna Lov, Loshna Acherim. It doesn't make a difference if it's you, the cooker, or the eater. So it can't be B'yochanan HaSandler. That ends the Gemara. It's a Yehuda of the Gemara of Mevashel B'Shabbos. Now that we talked about Mevashel B'Shabbos, now here we go. Tani Tana Kamei Derav. There's a brisa that was taught in front of Rav. The brisa says, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, B'Shogeg Yochal. B'Shogeg, you could eat it. When can you eat it? Doesn't say. B'Mezid Lo Yochal. B'mezid, you can't eat it.
Ever.
When can't you eat it?
Ever.
This brisa doesn't say.
Right.
Doesn't say. So, umashtig le Rav. Rav was silent. When he heard that, he had nothing to say. So Gemara says, my time, Ashtiklai, why was he so silent? Elema Mishum takes a severe like Rav Yehuda, because he held like Rav Yehuda, that what?
It says Rav silenced him, it says.
What?
Yeah.
Rav silenced him, fine. Why? Elema Mishum the severe like Rav Yehuda, because he held like Rav Yehuda, Vatani Tani Rav Meir, and this Tana held like Rav Meir. Why did he hold like Rav Meir? Right? Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogig Yochal. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. It implies over here you don't have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. Right? So you could be quiet. Be quiet. Don't spread that. So Mishum Desfirlek Rabbi Yehuda Man Tani Rabbi Meir Machiklei, because you have a different opinion. You shut the other guy up. You hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He held like Rabbi Meir. That's the reason to shut him up. Why is that a reason? Va'od mi suffer like Rabbi Yehuda? Did Rav even hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Didn't even hold like that. V'amar Rav Chanan bar Ami bar ki mori le Rav l'talmidei mori rei ki Rav Meir. When Rav would be in the yeshiva, he would say you could pass on like Rav Meir, which means if you forgot it was Shabbos and you cooked something, you could eat it on Shabbos. Shogi, you could eat it on Shabbos. When he talked to the guys, yeshiva guys, he told them that. V'chidarish b'pirkei, but when he gave a drasha to the oilam, Darish Rabbi Yehuda. He dares like Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Amei Ha'aretz. Because of the Amaratim. He didn't want them to think, you know, that they could do amazing, whatever. So he made much more machmir with them. But when someone who knew halacha would ask him, he would say no. In the yeshiva, he told the yeshiva, you can hold like a mayor. I don't like a mayor. I'm machmir, when I talk to the public, I'm machmir on them, because I don't want them to make a mistake. But really, I'm a hold like a mayor. I'm telling my talmidim, they can hold like a mayor. So what do you see? He didn't even hold up Rabbi Yehuda, Rav. Okay? So, V'chi tema, Tana b'pirkei Tana kamei. So the Gemara says over here, because that this happened b'rabim. So he was telling him, shh, I don't want to hold up Rabbi Yehuda in b'rabim. So you want to tell me? V'chi tema, Tani b'pirkei Tana kamei. Did he hold this b'rabim? Atu kule alma latana taisi la mora taisi, but they don't even say, this doesn't happen because the shiur in public, the public lecture was given over by a maturgaman gave it over. Rashi says on the bottom, kulam hay matin ozen l'shomel tamidim hayoshim sham v'shonen ish mishnasel atmo. What to hear from the tamidim? No, shayo omid v'nei rav u'mashmiel rav masherosh hadrasha lochesh lo elav. Hayo Shomin. That's what they would hear. It says the Rabbeinu Gershom, Beloshen HaKodesh, Klomar, Limitargim. To the Mitargim. They listen to the Mitargim. Vaadai in my time, Amashtik Oso. So we don't have an answer. Why did he quiet him down? Because it was in public? But in public anyway, he tells the Amor what to say. So you're telling me, he asked a question in public, so he didn't give an answer in public? Not true. So back to square one. Why did he quiet him down? So before we get to the answer, we're going to change the girsa. Before we get to the answer, we have a story over here. Tosfos over here says, right, that since Rav would tell his Talmidim, you can hold like Rav Meir, you can be Mekel. They're Rav, I don't tell that to the oil, I don't have to make any mistakes. I tell them you can't eat it on Shabbos. But Talmidim, they know halacha, I tell them it's okay. What do you see? He really held like Rav Meir. Rav really held like Rav Meir. And therefore, if you Tosfos paskens that way, if you mevashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Why? That's how we pasken. We really call it like a mayor. If it ever comes up, somehow you made a mistake, you forgot, you left something on, the plaque, whatever it is, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Because this is what Tosfos says. Pasken like a mayor. That's what Tosfos says. Right? There's no knas at all. No knas at all. And if you mevashel it b'mezid, no one's going to do that b'mezid.
But that's not how we hold, right?
What?
No, we don't.
Rov Rishonim held like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you mevashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg, you can't eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos. Right. Right. Right.
Just by Bishul, or is that by any malacha that you do with Peshoge, same machos, you
Does that apply to anything else?
What?
That doesn't apply to anything else.
It doesn't apply.
If you turn by on your air conditioning, you have to run out of the room.
What?
Back to turn on the air conditioning, you have to run out of the room.
I know. Cut something, whatever you do. You
turn by something. In the light room in a dark room. I don't know if you can benefit.
So he says, "I, but Rav Paskin like Rav Yumeir, first Talmidim." So in the first Yumeir says, "Well, who said you're like a Talmud? Maybe you're an Amaretz, and therefore, if Rav would be here today, he would tell you no. Who made you such a Talmud Chacham? So therefore, we Paskin like Rav Yehuda, right? Who made you a big shot? Maybe you're the Amaretz. So therefore, yeah, to his Talmidim he told him, but that we never tell you that. So therefore, we call like Rav Yehuda." Okay.
Let's say you go to your garden, you pick out, and you pick cucumbers.
That's what he's saying. Let's say you turn the air conditioner on by mistake. You can't go into the room. You have to leave the room. We don't hold like that.
Ambitionally, we do.
Right.
No, he's talking about you pick a fruit by mistake.
Right. So you're not allowed to eat it? I don't know. It's a good question. You pick a fruit by mistake.
No, it'd be muksa.
It'd be muksa. Right. Maybe it'd be muksa. I have to go look at all the halachas, why some yes and some not. Anyway, we're still left with our question. Why do you get upset at the statement? Why do you get upset at the statement? He didn't even bother, he didn't even mind the statement. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, Tana Hashochet Tana Kamei Derav. That Hamavashel. The word was Hashochet. Hashochet B'Shabbos B'Shogig Yochal. If you Shochet B'Shabbos B'Shogig, you can eat it. B'Mezid Lo Yochal. B'Mezid, you can't eat it. Amalei, my daitcha. What are you talking about? You're talking about Kirab Meir? That it's Rab Meir? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, if you're Mavashal B'Shabbos, it's kosher. Right. Then all the Chefer said, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. What was the reason for that? Because if Yehuda said, if you shecht on Shabbos, you have to wait. Right. No, Yehuda said, because if you're Mavashal on Shabbos, you have to wait. What about Shechita itself? So now the Gemara says, well, that's a clear statement. If you shochet on Shabbos, bishogeh, you can eat it. But Mezid, you can't eat it. So he said, that's ridiculous. So why do you say it's ridiculous? Right? Because maybe Helek Rameir. Ad Kirameir, Ad Kain Lokashar Rameir El Mavashel. The only reason why Rameir would allow that, only by cooking. Deroy Lakus. Because if you want to chew raw meat, Lakus means to chew. If you want to chew raw meat, you can chew raw meat. So therefore, what really changed by cooking? It was raw, I could chew it. And when it's cooked, I could chew it. So what really changed? Therefore, Rav Meir says, if you're Mavashal B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, you can eat it, because you can eat it raw too. Avol Shochet, Ein Roi Lakus Lo. But by Shechita, when the animal's alive, you can't chew it. So you shecht it on Shabbos, now you can eat it? I don't accept, that's ridiculous. I don't accept that. Okay?
Because it's two steps, really, for
exactly. So, Rameir said, you mavashal b'shabbos, you can eat it. You know why? Because if it's raw meat, you can also eat it. It's weird, but you can chew it. Yes. So, you want to cook it? So, what do you really change? Okay, it's fine. But shechting? How could you allow shechting? Right? Yes. What's the kash on that?
The melacha is melacha.
No, that's not the kash on that. The kash is, didn't our Mishnah say that like that? For masnisin to shochet who? But we have a Mishnah that says, if you shochet on Shabbos, it's mutter. And we said, but you're not allowed to eat it on that. Who said you're not allowed to eat it? Only Rabbi Yehuda said that. And what was the case we gave? Hamavashal b'Shabbos. And what does Mavashal have to do with Shechita? Nothing to do with each other. Shechita is you can't eat it beforehand, and by cooking you can.
Right.
Right?
So how do you compare cooking?
Yeah. So I'm Rav Huna, Darish Chia barav mishmei derav asura ba'achila liyomei. It's usher to eat on that day. V'naz bin chavre lemeimar Rabbi Yehuda. And our chavre said, who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. Harab Meir Shari. According to Rabbi Meir, if you shecht it on Shabbos, let's say b'shogeg, you can eat it. How could you eat it? According to this, how could you eat it? So Gemara says,
it's
muksa. Right? Ki kashari Rav Meir. You know when Rav Meir, the whole Rav Meir would allow to eat it, you go and try a chol lo mivod yom. There was a chol in the house. So you're allowed to shecht it for the chol. The chol's going to die. So for that, okay, so you can check it, 100%. That's what Rameir was talking about.
Why didn't you Rameir for that one?
What?
Why didn't you Rameir for
because
that
one? Because Rabbi Huda's argues on that. How could he argue? How could he argue on that? So yeah. We'll see in a minute. Hold the horses. 1 minute. We'll only read one line. So he says, Rashi says, Shoyichola, Meir of Shabbos. The Kivan, the Shogeg, who, since he's a Shogeg, Kid the Ukminon, Veleka Isser Shabbos, Isser Muksan Nami Leka, the Omedis Lashchita Hoysaben Ashmashos. This animal, we knew the guy's sick. So we knew very well we might have to shech this animal on Shabbos. The guy's going to die otherwise. So there's no Muksa. Vafilum bishum b'Shabbos mishum chole to pikuach nechav nefesh doches on Shabbos.
But isn't that onus rather than shogeg?
What?
Isn't that an onus rather than shogeg?
Yeah.
It's not shogeg. You want to chase it tomorrow.
1 second. So ihachi, if that's all true, Mati's question. So my time with the Behud is aser. So the Behud say you can't eat it. The answer is kiyon shahayla chole v'hivri. No, he was a chole, but he got better. So if he got better, so why does the mayor say you're allowed to shech? Right? So Rashi says he got better.
It's not even good.
The Hivri Hayom B'Shabbos. He got better on Shabbos. It's a Muksa Lekka. It's on Muksa issue. Why? Because on Ben Hashmashos he was still definitely ill.
Right.
Had a massive recovery on Friday night. Shabbos morning. Oh, we don't have to check the animal today. He's much better. Right? The Ben Hashmashos Cholahu. Hilgach Rav Meir Dishdilo Mashvi Shogeg Isser Shabbos Shari. He doesn't care about Isser Shabbos. Right? It says Shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda asserted the Isra Shabbat Ikka Dahad Ivri. Back to the Gemara.
If it's why are you allowed to
shechtel
on Shabbos if you're you can't do things on Shabbos if you know you can do it before Shabbos? Yeah, it's a fresh meat.
Yeah. And then it got better. And then it got better. And then he forgot about that and he shechted it. So according to Rabbi Meir, it wasn't Shmuksa because you thought you needed it for a sick person. Right. Then he got better. So then it was Meshogig. So you can eat it. V'chiyad ha'amr rav acha bar yet bar ad ha'amr rav amr la'amr rav yitzchak bar ad ha'amr rav ha'shochet l'chole. If someone checks for a chole b'Shabbos, and a chole, we're talking about sheyesh bo sakana, asur l'bari. A bari can't eat it. Could have checked it for him, not for you. Ha'mavashel l'chole b'Shabbos, but if you cook for a chole on Shabbos, chole yesh bo sakana, mutu l'bari, you're allowed to eat it. My time, what's the reason for that? Hi, Roy Lakus. For hi, in a Roy Lakus. Because when the meat was raw, I could still chew it. So now you cooked it? What really did you do already? What real affair did you do already?
You cooked.
You cooked. So I could eat it raw anyway. So now that you cooked it, I could still eat it. But Shechita, I wasn't allowed to eat it yesterday.
Right.
You shechted it for a
chola.
For a chola. I can't eat it.
Wasn't set aside for the
so
it was. He doesn't eat the whole animal. So can I have some steak? No, you can't.
Yeah, it's for you it's muksa.
Because for me it's muksa. But if he cooked it, on Shabbos for a chola, I could have some. Why? Because I could chew it raw also. Okay? Amar of Papa, Pamim, Shash.
Is that because he can chew it? Because he could chew it.
No, because he could chew it. That's the reason. Because he could chew it. Right? The Mara just said that. My timer. Hi. When it's cooked. Roy Lakus, because you could chew it raw. So the fact that he cooked it, what did he really change? Not much. Therefore, I could eat it. But if aha, ain't a Roy Lakus. The animal wasn't right to chew.
No, but it's the better answer to it.
Yeah.
If once you're mutter to do something.
We're gonna answer that. We're gonna answer that. Amr of Papa, Pa'amim Shah Shochid Mutter. Sometimes a Shochid even is mutter. I couldn't eat it beforehand. No. Kigon Shahilo Chole Mibod Yom. There was a Chole Mibod Yom. So I knew for sure he's sick. I knew for sure he's sick. He's not going to get better, this guy. He's not going to get better. So I before showers, I set aside the animal. So why can't I eat it? Why can't I enjoy it also? He doesn't eat the whole animal. Right? Why can't I enjoy it? But Mavashal, usher. Mavashal, I can't eat. You're cooking for him. I could eat? What kind of thing is that? Kigon shekatzatz lo dolas. He cut a gourd. He picked something off the tree on Shabbos. And he cooked it. How can I eat that? Right? The Amar of Dimi, yeah.
You mean for a sick person you can do anything?
What? No, I was talking about a healthy person. Sick person in the house. So they go outside and they cut off the apples and they make him an apple stew. How can I eat that? Why can I eat that?
Oh, even
I can't eat that.
Oh, even if a sick right? person can't eat it all.
Correct. Yeah. Rashi says a funny thing. She goes, she cuts out the last. The Gemara says he cut off some vegetable. Mina mechuber. It was attached. Ubashlalo. Then he cooked it. the Yeshkan Isser Muktza, the Mechuberes Haisa Bein HaShmashos, because it was attached at Bein HaShmashos. So therefore what? Therefore what? Yeah, okay, fine.
He's still not allowed to eat. I mean, the chol is allowed to eat, but he's still not allowed to eat.
Correct. So the machlokas had this issue. When can you eat?
Right.
First we said by shechita yes, then we said by shechita no. By cooking yes, by cooking no. So Amar of Dimi ibn Ardoi, Hilchasa, Hashochet lecholah b'Shabbos. If you shecht for a cholah on Shabbos, mutter lebari b'umtza. Then you're allowed to eat the meat also. A healthy person is allowed to eat the meat. Why? My taima. Kivan de'i efshar lekezayis basar below shechita. Since you can't have a kezayis basar without shechita. Ki ka shachit adaite de'chola ka shachit. Therefore, you shechted it for the shochet. For the chola. You're not doing an additional aveira by me eating it. What additional aveira are you doing? The answer is none. I shechted it for the chola. In fact, he's going to die. If I don't shecht it, he's going to die. So he doesn't eat the whole thing now. Can I eat some? Why not? You didn't do anything wrong. You shecht it for a chola. I gave the chola now Baruch Hashem is better. So can I have the rest of the leftovers? Why not? Hamavashel l'chola b'Shabbos. But if I cook for a chola on Shabbos, aser l'bari. It's aser for a bari. Why? Gzeira, it's a gzeira. Shema yarba b'shvilo. I'll throw in some extra meat for him, for you. I'm cooking for the chola. How much am I cooking? How much does the chola need? Well, I'll have the leftovers. So it's a gzeira. Then you'll put in the leftovers, the chachila. Right? Make leftovers for me. So I can have also. What is shchita? What do you mean leftovers? I'm one shchita. There's one act of shchita. Nothing more to do. Nothing more to do. It's one act of shchita. I'm doing it for the chola. So there's leftovers. Why can't I eat it? What's the gzeira? You're going to check the second animal? I'm not choshish for that. But only cooking on a stew in a pot.
But you know you can't, a full animal cannot be eaten by one chola.
Right.
So then no matter what, you're going to have left.
All the more reason. Right. That's why it's mutter.
But you cannot check the half animal.
You can't check half an animal.
Yeah.
So what do? I have to check for the chola. It's going to die. So I checked it. So can I have leftovers? Why not? What's the gzeira? But when you're cooking in a pot, also throw in for me some extra meat.
No, then you're cooking
for me. Then you're cooking for me.
Right.
I'll just have what the leftovers are, but it's exactly, you'll put in more.
Right.
But it's shechita, there's nothing more to do. It's one animal. It makes a lot of sense. You hear? Nothing more to do. It's one shechita. Therefore, we allow that. But by cooking, we don't allow it. It's exactly, what's exactly? You'll throw in more for me. Right? I'm cooking for the chol. There's 10 other people in the house. I'll throw in more. No, don't throw in more. We'll only have the leftovers. But it's exactly, you'll throw in more.
And that's how we pass.
That's how
so,
we pass.
So wait a minute. So now, if he's cooking for a chol, and he assesses that the chol needs this much.
Right. And it turns out he doesn't.
And he doesn't.
So can you eat the leftovers? The answer is no. Why not? It's a gzeira.
Okay.
So the classic nowadays is, I wake up with flu on Shabbos morning, so my wife gets some chicken soup out of the freezer and puts it on the blend.
She can't have any.
She can't have any.
Correct. Why? I eat leftovers. It's a gzeira. She'll put in more for herself. Right? Right? Okay.
Okay.
Right. There's a machlokas rishonim, a lamdash machlokas rishonim. So, if I have a pot of meat, and I throw in an extra meat, isn't that really the same thing as the shechita? It's one act of cooking. Do you view each piece of meat as a separate act of cooking? Do you do that?
That's right. It would be a question of bishul, not to eat.
No, we're saying that you can't do by bishul, because she'll throw in more for you.
Okay.
Let's say she throws it more for you. It's the same thing. What really is she doing wrong? It's one act of cooking. It's one pot on one fire cooking in there. So I throw in more meat. So it's extra cooking. Do we say that?
That's
a lamdash of machlokas.
But it's not, because the answer is...
Yeah?
Right. Once you make gzeira, gzeira is gzeira.
No.
What?
The answer is
gzeira. Right. Okay, next Mishnah. Hashochet b'magal yad. If you shecht, what's a magal yad? It's some kind of, what? A sickle, so it has two blades? Two edges?
Two cutting edges.
Betur, you shecht with a rock, bekana, a reed, shechit hasok shera. It's all good. Why is it good? Why not?
We're talking about Shabbos here.
No, we're talking about any time.
Okay.
Can you shecht with a reed? Shecht an animal with a reed? Shecht an animal with a stone? So the answer is yeah.
Yeah.
Hakol shochtin. Anybody could shecht. That's repetitive. We did that already. Ula olam shochtin. And any place you could shecht. Ubekol shochtin. You could shecht with anything. Except for the following things. Chutz. Mimagal katir. This is a sickle, no?
Harvesting.
A harvesting sickle.
As opposed to a hand sickle.
Hamagira, a saw. Hashinayim, teeth. Right? To take a cut of the teeth out of a shark. Can use, I don't know about a shark. Can use teeth of an animal. Hatziporen, a nail, a fingernail. Or even a nail of an animal, a hoof or something. Mibnei, shehein, chonkin. Because for some reason they don't shecht, they choke. Okay, so those you can't use. Okay?
How do they do
malicha? What? What do you mean malicha?
Malicha is different.
Malicha? That's in the Beis HaMikdash.
Different story.
Can't do malicha today.
I know that, but...
That, I don't know. I don't know. It's a fair question.
Strangle, right?
You could do malicha out of the Beis HaMikdash straight.
No, no, no. He's saying, but how could they do malicha in the Beis HaMikdash? It's not really shechita.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. So the Mishnah says, Hashochet, if you shochet with these items, the magal yad or a reed or a stone, so that implies bidyevet. Hashochit, if you did it. Bidyevet in, lechachila lo. Lechachila, you shouldn't do it. Lechachila, you should use a knife. Bishlom of magal yad. I understand why you can't use a magal yad. Dilma athilim evet be'idach kisa. Maybe you'll use the other blade. What's wrong with the other blade? I said it's two blades. What's wrong with the other blade? It grips. Elotzar v'kon, lechachila lo. You can't use a rock or a reed, lechachila, no. But what's that? Wait a second. We have a braisa that says, "Bichol shochtin." You can use anything. Bein bitzor, a rock. Bein bitzchuchis, glass. Bein bekurumius shalkana, or a reed. You can use anything, even a reed. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan. When can you use a reed lichatchila bitalush? When it's detached. Kan. When can you only use a reed b'di'eved b'mechubor? When it's attached. Meaning, you're going to bring the animal over to the reed. It's not detached. It's still attached. And while it's attached, that's only b'di'eved. L'chaila, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay? Dumb of Kahana, hashochet b'mechubor l'karka.
How does that answer
the... It doesn't answer the rock. It's talking about the reed. How do you... So why? What's wrong with that? Dumb of Kahana, hashochet b'mechubor l'karka. If you shecht with something attached to the ground, some long reed, Rabbi Posel. Rabbi said it's puzzle. Rabbi Chiya Machshir. And Rabbi Chiya said it's fine. Ad kan lo kar Machshir, Rabbi Chiya el b'di'evet. Only b'di'evet, he said it's fine. B'di'evet, if you did a good, but l'chachila, you should never be doing that. Aval l'chachila, lo. L'chachila, absolutely not. So b'mayo kimta, how do we explain the stira? How do we explain our Mishnah? Ki Rabbi Chiya v'b'di'evet. That it's Rabbi Chiya. B'di'evet, you should. B'di'evet, it's good if you did it with an attached reed. L'chachila, you shouldn't do that. Ela hadatanya b'chol shochtin. But we have another braisa that says b'chol shochtin. You can shecht with anything. Bein betolosh, bein b'mechubor, whether it's detached, whether it's attached. Bein shasakin l'mayel v'tzavur behem l'mata. The knife is on top, the behem is upside down, or the other way around. Bein shasakin l'mata v'tzavur behem l'mayel, or whether the animal is on top and you're underneath the animal, you're going to shecht it. You know, underneath, it's all good. Namani, who said that? Nobody said that. Why? Only with the evidence of chachila. Only with the evidence let you use a reed. Not chachila. And e Rebbe, but the evidence nami lo. And Rebbe didn't even let you use a chachila. Even with the evidence said you can't use a reed. So who's the author of this brisa? This brisa said you can do anything you want. Above, below, reed, attached, detached. Don't make a difference. Who said this? Nobody. So the Gemara says, "La'olam rebchia." Really, it's rebchia. Va'afil lechachila. The truth is, even lechachila, rebchia said you could use a reed, even if attached. I v'had the kamiflgi b'di'eved. I, but he argued on b'di'eved. La'odiacha kocho de Rebbe, to let you know the koach of Rebbe. That what? That he said you can't shecht, even if it's b'di'eved. Right? Okay? And the braisa that allowed you to shecht lechatchila was Reb Chiya. Why? Reb Chiya really holds lechatchila. Why did he say b'di'evet not, to show, why do you say b'di'evet, only b'di'evet, to show you that even Rebbe would hold b'di'evet's no good. Okay? So asks Tosfos, l'odiach ha'kocho the Rebbe, second to, third to bottom Tosfos, v'lo chayish lash me'idan koach tehetera derabchia. Right? Why don't we have a rule? Koach tehetera adif. So don't tell me, Rebbe said, Rebbe Chia wrote, b'di'evet not, to tell you how machmir Rebbe is. The Mishnah wrote, the Brisa wrote, Rebbe Chia held b'di'evet is good, to tell you that Rebbe held b'di'evet is not good. But we have a rule of koach tehetera is adif. So why would the Mishnah go out of its way to tell me Rebbe Chia held only b'di'evet is good? It should have said, Rebbe Chia is good. Well, koach tehetera is better. No? What? It's a very good question. So he answers, the Kfar Shein have a Bryson, the Kol Shochtim, because you have a Bryson that says it already. The third Bryson, there were two Brysons. One Bryson said that Rebbe Chia only held B'di'evet. Then the third Bryson held that Rebbe Chia held even the Chachila. So why did the middle Bryson write up B'di'evet? To teach you that Rebbe so machmir. What about L'Chachila Koch Tehetera Adif? No, we already have that Bryson. That's the answer. That's Tosfos' answer. The Tver Shachri was another answer. He says, we don't say koch tehetera adif if he matters it anyway, b'di'evet. You only say koch tehetera adif if somebody asters it and somebody matters it. We'll mention the matter one. Why? Koch tehetera adif. So he matters it. He has the shoulders to matter something. Koch tehetera adif. But here, all we did was say b'di'evet is good. That's not a violation of the rule of koch tehetera adif. Fine. Very good. Anyway, what am I up to? But our Mishnah said, now what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said Hashochet, someone which is Mashah B'di'evet, right? Lo. Mani, who said that? That's nobody now. Lo Rebbe v'lo Reb Chia. I Reb Chia, I feel like Chila, we're never holding that Reb Chia, even Chila. In I Rebbe, B'di'evet nami lo. Even B'di'evet you can't check with a reed. So what's going on? Lo Lam, Reb Chia v'chila Chila. No, that author is Rebbe. So Kasha the Rebbe ad Rebbe. So now it's a steer in Rebbe. Why? Because now Rebbe's holding in our Mishnah that B'di'evet it's good. And in the Brisa he said it's not good. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Kan. This is a very difficult answer. When does Rebbe say it's possible B'muchu B'meikara? When it was always attached. It's attached to the ground, you can't use it. Kan. When did our Mishnah say that B'di'evet is good? Yes. B'talush, when it was attached. Ulubasov, detached. Ulubasov, chiburo. And then he put it in and he reattached it. And he shechted it when it was reattached in the ground. That's when our Mishnah said, if you shoch it with a talush, with a mechubur, it's good, B'di'evet.
Well, he replanted it.
He replanted it, yeah. And then he shechted it.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Uminat Timra, the Shanilon, Bein Mechubar, Meikaru, Latalush, Ulbasov, Chiburo. How do you know there's such a difference even between something that's attached and something that's detached that you reattach? That they're different?
How do you reattach?
Huh? Titania, Hashochet Bemuchni, if somebody shechts. Should we stop now? Hashochet Bemuchni, if somebody shechts with a machine.
A wheel,
right? So the wheel is making the knife turn. The wheel is making the knife turn. If someone does that, shchitas okshera, it's good. Gesund. Bimechubar lakarka, shchitas okshera. If it's mechubar lakarka, it's also good. Not sakin bekosel. If someone sticks a knife into a wall, vishachat ba, and then he brings the animal to the knife, shchitas okshera, it's also good. Hayatzor yotim en akosel. You have a jagged edge of a knife sticking out of the wall, jagging out of a stone. Oh, Kana Ola Me'elov, and a reed coming out of the ground, Vishachat Bo, Shikhtaso Ksula. It's no good. Right? It's no good. So, Kashina Hadadi, right? So it doesn't make any sense. We just said a minute ago, Vishach with a reed, it's good. Now we're saying, if Vishach with a reed, it's no good. What's the Pshat? Ela Shmamina. Shiny, Bein Bechubo Mikaro, Litalish, Lobosov Chubro, Shmamina. There's a difference. Was it always attached? If it's always attached, then lechad b'di'evet it's good. If it was detached and then reattached, that's where he makes the distinction. What kind of distinction is that? I don't know. But that's what he says. All right, so now we'll stop here.
What?
Assuming you know. We'll stop here. Amar Mar, everybody have a very good day.
I'm just thinking.